Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up at noon, we are going to talk to Mark Beyer. And Mark is a long time play-by-play guy for the Toledo Rockets in the Mid-American Conference. Emmanuel McNeil Warren, safety from Toledo. A lot of folks had a first-round grade on him. He slides into the second round. Browns make a move up, pick him up. 6'3", 210-pound safety who has kind of ball-hawking abilities in his reputation, Andy, and the stats to back it up. We're going to talk to Mark coming up about Emmanuel McNeil Warren at noon. I'm Jeff Phelps, Andy Baskin. Behind the glass is Dan Menigan. Meredith taking your phone calls, doing 2020s at 216-474-0092. Ty Simpson goes 13 to the Rams. So there goes your quarterback. And then the thought that they had in Los Angeles, wait a minute, Sean McVay's not happy here. Les Snead took a quarterback. They wanted guys who could come in. Press conference, it doesn't look like McVay's happy, blah, blah, blah. Regardless, Les Snead was thinking long-term, and he took a rookie quarterback at 13.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you can say the same thing about the Browns taking Talen Green in the sixth round.
No.
That said, this will be fun. Talen Green was arguably the most intriguing quarterback coming out of this because of the athletic freakish show he put on at the scouting combine.
Mm-hmm.
Before anybody gets too excited, Lance Zierlein does all of the draft analysis for NFL.com. He projected him to be a fourth or a fifth round pick.
Okay.
And their prospect grade on him was a six for whatever all this means. Okay. Because certainly they miss on these like crazy. A six, which meant traits or talent to be above average backup. And
okay,
I'm not expecting Talen Green to come in and, you know, be the starting quarterback this year. Neither are you.
No.
But
aren't you expecting him to be
the camp guy? Is going to throw a lot of passes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm expecting him to be? A project that Todd Monken can work with and see if there's anything more there than talent to be above average backup. Now, Todd worked with Lamar Jackson in Baltimore. And if you remember when Lamar came out, he dropped at the end of the first round and everybody screamed, you know, this guy should be moving to wide receiver. He'd be a phenomenal wide receiver. Lamar didn't want to do that. He played quarterback and look what he's become. If Talen Green comes in here and just doesn't, you know, look very good at quarterback, you know, he can run like crazy. He does have a great throwing arm. His production in college at Boise State for 2 years and then at Arkansas for 2 years was okay, was solid. But at 6'6", 230, Andy, might have a future as a wide receiver or a tight end if the quarterback stuff doesn't work out.
I think it just depends on what the Browns do. If they let one of those three quarterbacks go, then he's probably the guy who's hanging around as the number three quarterback. When you draft a guy in this position, you've automatically probably have your practice squad QB ready to go. And that's the
I would think so.
I think that's where they need to be.
And right probably now. A good chance he could get to the practice squad, huh?
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah.
I don't, unless, you know, somebody has some kind of freaky camp where they lose more than two quarterbacks. I don't know why.
Or unless somebody really wanted to sneak him in late in the sixth or the seventh round, you know? Possible. But I love the ability, the idea that, okay, let's see what Todd Monken and his staff can do with this guy.
Be interesting. I think Arkansas is coming in. They lose their last 10 games. Is that right?
It also leaves you with this. Is it going to be anything other than Deshaun, Shadur, Dillon, and Talen Green? Doesn't feel that way, does it?
Oh, it feels like that's the four guys are bringing
it
in.
That's it.
Yeah.
Your starting quarterback this year is coming out of that group.
Yes.
Yep. I agree completely. Roman is in Canton. Roman.
What's up, fellas? How we doing?
Hey, how are you?
Wonderfully well, sir.
Good. I just wanted to call in and you know, obviously we have to wait till we see what happens on the gridiron. But I think we can all assume that AB might have been handcuffed his first 5 years as our GM. I've been very critical of him over the past few years, and I want to give him his flowers because last year's draft class, obviously we saw how they performed, and hopefully that continues to trend up. But if this draft class can do the same, I am 100% convinced that Di Podesta just kind of made all the calls. He didn't let AB, you know, make his decisions or whatever it is, because I mean, he was knocking him out of the park.
Roman, you know, Di Podesta was involved in the last year's draft the same way he was in the previous five. Right?
Are you sure? Exactly the same way? You don't think?
No, but he was still here in the same role.
Yeah, but I don't.
He didn't leave until November.
I still don't, and I'm kind of with you there. I'm not. I don't want to kill Di Podesta because I don't think we're 100% sure of what his role was. I think right. that this year that there was, again, this year that, you know, if this works out, I think we'll go back and go, Andrew just had more clarity because maybe he wasn't doing as much groupthink. And that's all. And if,
I agree
if
with that.
Paul thought he was leaving, I still go back to that stupid shot they took of Paul and Andrew sitting next to each other when they drafted Shador, and you were all like, wow, I don't know if they're on board. It was one of those draft moments where you were trying to read into something that you might not have been able to get a true answer to. So I think there's less people in his head right now, and maybe that's giving him more clarity. I kind of feel like he probably did have, not to the extreme that you're saying, but I kind of right. feel like he had less voices in his head last year.
Roman, did you hear our conversation with Britt Chiarelli, who wrote a great piece for The Athletic about yes. Paul Di Podesta?
I don't believe so. I might have missed it.
We talked to her last week. She said in all of the folks that she talked to, folks who used to work for the Browns and were, you know, knew the inner workings of what was going on, is that Paul Di Podesta was not here to draft players, and he didn't do that. He set up systems to help them do things. Some of them that they used, obviously, and were still in place for this year's draft.
Interesting.
So I mean, I'm not backing up Di Podesta. I'm just passing along what I knew from what she told and what she learned.
Well, whatever it is in these past two drafts that they changed, or you know, whatever the mindset was going into it or coming out of it, something obviously has changed. And you know how much weight he held over, you know, that process. I'm not positive. That only seemed, you know, to me to be one of the only differences. And yeah, he was part of that last year, but it does feel like AB kind of, you know, compared to his years in Philadelphia when he built that squad and that roster.
He was in Philly for 1 year. He was the assistant to Howie Roseman. So he didn't build anything in Philadelphia. He went and learned. Jeffrey's in Cleveland. Jeffrey.
Hey, Jeff.
Oh, okay, guys. So, I like the receivers, but our problem has been each and every time we get receivers, they only catch the ball and drop the ball. That's it.
Well, that's what they're supposed to do, isn't it, Jeff? One or the other.
Well, they can have yards after the catch.
Well, yes, that's the hope.
Yes. Block Rod, superstar running back, is willing to block. Not just, oh, well, I'm a receiver. I don't have to block. Block for our superstar running back. That's one thing that we must have. Because Junkins is a superstar.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, you hope he is.
Yeah, but he could be. Yeah.
To me, he's a real solid running back. Not much more right now.
Yeah, right. We want receivers that will continue to run routes, okay, in a timely manner. Not just when they want to run routes, but each and every time they're on the field. Even if the ball is not going to them. That's been one of our problems, too. The receivers, if they're not going to get the ball, they're not going to run the route.
I tell you, the stuff that I read on Concepcion was that's one thing he does, and he's amazing at, is running routes, and he's not afraid to block, and he does a lot of the things that you're talking about.
But that brings me to that quarterback that we pick. If that quarterback got a nice arm and can get the ball out quickly, Three the Highway might be in trouble, bro. They might be in trouble. If he can get the ball out quickly, because like you said, that guy, Concepcion, can get out. He can get open. And the Boston guy, too.
Mm-hmm.
If the guy, the quarterback, if he can get open, if he can get the ball out quickly, Three the Highway might have a headache on their hands. Go Browns.
Thank you.
Dan, there you go, pal. It started. Woo-hoo!
Nothing?
Should we do a group sigh?
Three, two, one.
Hey, Brock Purdy was the last pick in a draft.
Oh.
Are we all on the same page that we think that
Tom Brady was a sixth round pick?
We're all on the same page that Green should feel comfortable at this point being the practice squad quarterback, right?
He is nothing more than a scratch-off lottery ticket where you scratch it and go, oh, okay.
But he's good for 3 years because they drafted him.
Exactly, and he's cheap, which is what you need.
But let me ask you, if you think he's truly good for 3 years and you have to keep him on the roster, now you're playing the what-are-you-doing game with your current three quarterbacks.
Talon Green was drafted 17 spots ahead of Tom Brady.
Let me cross that bridge when I get there, Andy. Let's not worry about that until we're in that position.
Do you realize where you are? Be where your feet are, and they're in Cleveland, and this is what we talk about.
You know why we do have to talk about it?
Should we do a group sigh?
Three, two, one.
Because they still don't have a starting quarterback. Even if they pick one of the three guys who are already here, is he your starting quarterback in 2027? At the very least, Todd Monken is going to have a chance to look at Talon Green, coach him up, and they can bring him along slower than molasses. That'd be great. And if there's anything there, bonus. Is that okay, Dan?
Perfect.
Okay, good.
That's how you treat us. Okay. Fifth, sixth, seventh round quarterback. Exactly how you laid it out.
I don't know where you were last year. No one treated Shedeur Sanders like that. Nobody.
Well, they should have.
Were the experts wrong?
Well, they should have.
Well, he's your starting. I mean, he started how many games last year?
Well, they should have.
About the same number as Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah. And they thought enough to him to leave in the game when their starting quarterback at that point had a concussion. And after he came back, he didn't start.
Well, they should have.
Okay.
He's a project. We've watched it.
You know what the problem?
Who's the project?
Shedeur Sanders. He's still a project.
You know what the problem is with the Browns quarterback room?
And we're going to keep watching the project. Sorry, Jeff. Continue.
No. Dan, you're on a roll. The problem is three of the four Browns quarterbacks are projects. That's the problem that we have here. So you can bring
in. One's a prayer? Three projects and a prayer?
I'll go with that.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, if Todd Monken can unearth what we saw of Deshaun Watson in very, 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 very small doses here and certainly plenty of in Houston, great. There's your prayer, and it would be answered. Browns drafted only two defensive players. One of them seems like it was a really, really smart move, an aggressive move. Because they traded back up to get a guy who I think has some real interesting traits. Emmanuel McNeil Warren, he's a Toledo Rocket. Mark Beyer called all of his games as play-by-play man of Toledo, and Mark joins us next here on Baskin and Phelps.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.